Well, my girl's got the sweetest pussy. Nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and want to stroke that kid and fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. Well, I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty. While I'm the one that's ready to pounce, how could such a cute puss be so dangerous? It's a naughty thought that counts. Now all that fur and a purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. Well, cub, you can't wear.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
Good evening, Las Vegas, and all you other crazy people out there listening
hey,
to us.
Hey, what happened to the lounge act? I love that part.
She hasn't had her alcohol yet.
No.
In a minute, it'll be like, hey, ho, hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, ho, how you doing, Calypso?
Just fine, Sierra, just fall.
And Alexia, how are you, my dear?
Fantastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
You know what you're going to hear, right? I was just going to say, you know what you're going to hear. Oh, I've been domestic, and I've had 14 hours of sex in a day, and oh, we just tried to break the barrier and just can't do it. Fuck off. That's all I got to say.
And that's been about it.
Right? Look at her.
Well, besides the... Aaron, we have Aaron in the house from Deja Vu Adult Emporium today, and he's making me sniff stuff.
Which is awesome, because this
Aaron,
is stuff...
Aaron, don't put that there!
This is stuff that goes on your ass.
Whoa!
No, this is pussy lube, I believe.
Well, either or.
I was going to say, can't you use it in...
My mom calls that whole region your ass.
Really? Yeah,
she does.
Go wash your ass.
Really?
Which means go wash your pussy.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone wear the thong, make your ass stink.
Right.
Make a pussy smell bad.
We were going through a Victoria's Secret catalog, and she's looking at all the, you know, because my mom's a small lady, so she can wear that crap, not like us, you know. And she comes across the thong section, the thong pages, and she goes, "I have you know, Alexia, you wear thong, make you ass stink."
She just thought that would be pertinent information for you.
Oh, everything she tells me is pretty pertinent.
Okay. All right, I gotta give it to her.
Yeah, her mom does say some pretty pertinent shit.
Right.
May I divulge what she said this weekend?
Sure.
I'm sitting at the kitchen table with Alexia's mom, and we're talking about super glue, and she says, there was an extra bottle of super glue. She said, "What I gonna do with this, Oma? Glue my pussy shut." I damn near fell out of the goddamn chair. It was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, she goes, "What am I going to do with this?" "Oh, I know. I glue my pussy lips together."
Why?
Yeah, because there was an extra thing in super glue. So,
but
I mean,
why would she do that?
I don't know.
It was just funny.
Well.
She's hilarious.
I looked at Alexia and she looked at me, and Alexia is like, "Yeah, well, you know, like it's an everyday matter of fact, run of the mill." And I'm like, "Oh, my God."
Right?
This is chocolate.
So today is June 27th. Okay. Today is...
God, this month went by fast.
I know. It's Mixed Race Day. It's a day to celebrate me.
Yeah, fucking... What the hell are you?
I'm Eurasian.
Eurasian?
Half European, half Asian.
Eurasian.
Whatever.
An Italian something.
Actually, if I lived in Brazil, it would be a day to celebrate me.
Oh, so
in America does not have a mixed
race. So other than that, fuck off.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too. Try and make it a day of celebration for you in another country. That is so you. Okay, so you.
And you guys heard, of course, the Yeller Bellies at the beginning of the show.
Yep, that's right.
They're awesome. And, they're going to be playing at the Bunkhouse on July 4th.
That's right. It's going to
be
pretty rocking.
Oh,
that's
going to be an awesome show.
Right?
Yeah. Aside from our sweet intro song, Here Kitty Kitty, they got some pretty fantastic fucking songs. I think one of my favorites by them is Going Down.
Right.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I've got to hear that. I haven't heard that one yet.
It's great.
It's really good. Yeah, and you can go right to their MySpace page to listen.
Oh, okay.
Listen, so.
All right. Yeah, you guys check that out. That should be great.
So, how was your week, Calypso?
It was interesting.
Interesting?
It was. It was.
Okay.
School's probably the same. The Phantom, getting a little on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a little more Phantomish than I would like.
He's called the Phantom for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, for even more of a reason. Because Phantom told me he was coming back from California today and said, oh, you want to go out tonight when I get home so I can see you? And I'm like, okay. We'll have to work around the show, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. I haven't heard from this doucher since. Now, I don't care if there's 14 accidents on the goddamn highway. It does not take that long. So, Phantom, suck my dick.
You know
what?
If you are sitting on the freeway because there is an accident and you can't move, fucking text me.
Right.
Or call me.
Right. Because he called me this morning, supposedly, on the highway stuck in traffic.
Send me an email. All those fancy new phones do that shit now.
Right. 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 Imagine that. What the hell? You know, we're all checking out Aaron, and he's got all sorts of little neat, nifty thingies we want to try.
It's
got to
be like lube heaven in here.
Right?
And some of the shit smells good.
That's awesome. I need a new perfume. I need a new perfume, so if I buy a lube that smells good and just wear that all the time.
You're going to wear lube behind your ears. That's fucking fabulous.
Hey, if Silent Mike wants to fuck me behind the ears, I'll be ready to go.
Oh, shit.
She can just swipe it from behind her ear.
Oh.
I'm ready, baby.
Oh. Just add water.
Right.
Just add lube.
Just add penis. What the hell are you talking
about? Right.
So what else besides the Phantom? Anything else?
Kind of, sort of. I'm not going to mention anything a whole lot yet, but...
Maybe something new? Maybe something?
Maybe. I'm hoping. Keeping my fingers crossed. He likes lube and toys,
nice.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's willing, he says, to try just about anything.
Awesome.
Right. I know. I said I'm going to hold you to that. Twice a day.
So we're sitting around with a couple of friends last night, and she says to me, I've never had shower sex.
Mm.
She's a shower sex virgin.
Oh, that's the only virgin I am left.
The best, some of the best shower sex I ever had was with the douchebag Kurt.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, I guess I'm missing out. Never, ever had it.
Mm, good stuff right there.
Well, yeah. Then,
because you can get clean and dirty all at the same time.
A friend of ours says to the possible potential, why don't you go ahead and take care of that?
Right.
He said, when are you leaving town for work? So she said, Tuesday, and as long as you don't use my shower. So,
Silent Mike and I want to go to one of these hotels with these fancy showers and do it there.
I want to get a hotel room with a hot tub big enough for all of us to get in and have sex at the same time.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sniffing lube over here, and some of this stuff smells great.
That's what I said. I need.
She's
going to
start drinking it in a minute.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
All right, wow. Sierra, catch us up.
I have nothing to report. Aside from the fact that I'm working 6 days a week.
That's right.
Because the dickbag from work, who I thought was my friend, is apparently
a dickbag.
Yeah.
I once was in love with.
Right.
Well, I wanted to bang him. I didn't ever say
right,
that.
That's true. That's true.
Like, you know, right. It's hot. Like, but I probably now, still bang him, but he's a super douchebag, so I know it would just be a banging.
But you do now have our show night off.
I do now have Sundays off.
Which is
yay!
Awesome.
Yes. We've missed you.
Except for the 4th. Yeah, but it'll be my regular hours like it was when I was working Sundays. So,
so we spent the day at the pool today.
We did.
It was awesome.
Watching all those big-ass boobs.
Oh, it was boobs aplenty up in there.
Our boobs look so fantastic in the water.
Do you know why? I know why. Do you want me to tell you why? Because there's no silicone in them whatsoever.
That's true. because their natural buoyancy gives them that kind of, they move with
that
water.
Wiggly, jiggly, vibrate.
They have that perfect
thing.
Curve at the top. Uh-huh. Poking out at the top of the bathing suit.
Yeah, when you put silicone boobs in a pool, they just look like balls in a pool.
All it looks like. Nerf.
Like, right. Nerf balls. I was going to say, Nerf balls are like man balls.
Well.
Because if they look like man balls.
Honey, if you've known a man that's whose balls are that squishy, you need to send him to get medical attention.
Are silicone boobs that squishy?
Silicone boobs are a little squishy, but they don't have a lot of give.
We should get a girl in here who has silicone boobs who will let us touch them. Because most girls who get new boobs will flash and show you their boobs.
And they constantly touch them. Feel them. They feel real. No, they don't.
I had a chick in a nightclub one time tell me feel her boobs. I never met her before till then.
I used to work retail at a convenience store, and I would have people at the counter flashing me their boobs. It was awesome.
Well, you know what? If I paid that much money for my fucking boobs, every motherfucker on the street would be seeing
them. That's exactly the way it is. Yeah. So we spent the day in the pool.
Yes, we did.
It was wonderful. There was a beautiful man there with us. I know where those commercials come from, those sports commercials where they have those beautiful men with all
the
sweat.
Like with the Gatorade
sweat.
Commercials and they're God. Let me just tell you, ladies.
Let's talk about who that beautiful man was. That beautiful man was Jacob from Plush the Nightclub.
That's right.
He and Katie came down and hung out with us, and it's going to be awesome when we broadcast from there. And I'll be there.
Right. It's going to be awesome. Yay. That's July 12th at the Aruba Hotel.
I
talked to my boss, and apparently Shim is very awesome, and Shim is going to let me come down and do the show. She told me that I could work a later shift if I needed
to. That is awesome.
So if you are in town, if you live here in Vegas, it's right downtown.
If you live anywhere within a 5-hour drive.
Right. Exactly.
Because it's not like hotels are expensive in Vegas right now.
No. Well, what's great is it's kicking off the BBW bash. That's
right.
Here every year.
Which we know a lot of people out of town are in for.
Right. So there are going to be so many people at this party.
That's right.
And all the big girls you can think of.
Right.
Right? All the big girls you can handle. And all the guys that like them.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
If you're skinny, if you're a skinny ass bitch.
Suck my dick. I mean, no. You're more than
welcome to
go. It's a momentary lapse in judgment. I'm sorry.
You are more than welcome to come.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Because we don't discriminate against you people.
That's right. It's you people. What do you mean by that?
You know, you bitches with the silicone boobs.
So we're going to be broadcasting live. So if you like us on the show and you want to meet us, show up.
Mm.
We'll have pictures of ourselves. We'll sign them for you if you want.
That's right. Maybe get an interview on the radio. That'd be fabulous.
We expect you to sit down with us
to
be interviewed.
Okay.
You don't have to. You know, we'll be you streaming.
Right.
So.
Right. And I do expect all the hot men I can handle.
Oh.
And I can handle a lot, gentlemen.
We went to the Aruba last night to go check sound levels.
That's right.
We're going to be recording from there.
How was it?
Because they have a reggae night on Saturday nights.
It was a trip.
It was beautiful
in there. There must have been a shit ton of brothers up in there.
It was beautiful.
Not yet. I mean, it wasn't packed yet, but they were like coming in like little tiny trickly groups. So it would be like one would come in and then it'd be 5 or 10 minutes. And then a group of these hot, lickable, yummy, beefcakey chocolate men would come in, and you just want to go,
right?
I want one of those and one of those and one of those.
And then
in
security
a package.
Is gorgeous as well.
Security is always gorgeous.
I'm telling you, just because they're wearing the security on the back, you know?
Right.
They walk around with their shoulders
back. Right. Because you know, out of that shirt, they're like, okay. But in the shirt, they're like, fuck with me, motherfucker. You know? Puff up a little bit, which
but
is
yeah,
awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I can't wait. Awesome. I am so excited. I am taking the next day off because I know I am going to get snot slinging drunk.
Right. And we'll also have, besides now, we're going to have the lovely Sierra there.
Hey.
Thank you, Shim. We're going to have Miracle Moore from Chaos and Miracle.
Oh, so wait, not only three women, but four?
And Miracle Moore is like Amazonian. So if you like the big girls anyway,
she
is
like
not only
tall.
Big, she's tall.
She is the definition of an Amazon.
Right?
That's right.
God, she is beautiful.
So see how much you can handle, gentlemen. Come on.
That's right. And they're going to have private tables, private booths, and bottle service. So if you want to reserve any of that, you can do that in advance by either calling Jacob or Katie at 702-743-8321, or you can email them at jacob@plushthenightclub.com or katie@plushthenightclub.com.
Yep. Don't wait till the last minute, guys. They will be packed. So.
Oh yeah.
So do you want to hear anything about my week at all?
Yes. Give me.
You know what? Here, let me sum it up. Yada yada yada. Fucked. Yada yada yada. Sucked on his tongue. Yada yada yada. Maybe baked some shit.
Yada yada yada.
3 hour sex, and we're done.
3.5.
What a fucking bitch. She has always got a one-up fucking situation.
And it's not only sucked his tongue, but sucked his cock.
Yes, and my mom told
many
her.
Times.
My mom told her, don't forget to chew and swallow. My mom.
Right, right. And I said, if there is anything that I'm supposed to be chewing down there, I'm running.
Unless he wants you to chew on it a little.
The next time
Guys are into that. Just a little bit, like a little bit of pressure with your back teeth.
No, the minute I hear... bite my cock, baby. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm out.
That's actually kind of hot, I think.
No, it is not. That's like, wear stilettos and stomp on my nuts. Ain't happening. Sorry. Sorry.
Wear fishnet tights and sit on my face.
That I might do.
Squashing?
Not
let me eat your pussy, but yeah, the squashing.
Yeah,
right. Face sitting is a form of squashing.
Right. I misunderstood.
Face sitting is when you just sit on there, you suffocate them with your butt cheeks. In fishnet hose.
I want to know where this shit come from and what cracked motherfucker thinks them up. I really, really do. Like, I just don't get it. What did you call them before? Last night we were talking about was some kind of a group, fetish group. Do you remember what it was? I don't remember
squashing?
What it was, but it was completely... It was something else, but it completely shocked me. I guess I just blew that all the hell, but...
The furries?
No, we've talked about them before. Scary.
Furries?
I want to get a furry in here.
Come at me with a fucking chipmunk outfit on, and it is over. Okay, it is over.
Can I nibble on your nipples?
I'll put them in
my cheeks.
Wow.
If you have a beaver outfit, you could chew on wood.
Why is she so obsessed with chewing on wood today?
Because she's been sucking cock all day, I'm sure.
See, it's hard to get it out of your mind when it's... And I'm going to need you to take video of that too, by the way, next time. Because if I'm not there, I'm going to need to see it.
Awesome.
That's funny shit.
Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to cover this week.
We're busy bitches this week.
I know. So we're going to take a quick break. Listen to this commercial from Deja Vu that we recorded.
Our new sponsor.
That's right.
Ooh, we sound so professional and grown up.
This is Alexia from the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City. Whenever Silent Mike and I want to add some pizzazz to our sex life, we head over to the Deja Vu Adult Emporium at 4335 West Tropicana Avenue, across from the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Their knowledgeable staff helps us pick out some of the hottest toys, finest lubes, sexiest lingerie, and coolest movies to make sure we always have a good time. Take in the Curvaceous Bounty coupon for 20% off and spice up your relationship. Maybe we'll see you there. Right, honey? Oh, wait, he's Silent Mike.
Deja Vu Adult Emporium, 4335 West Tropicana Avenue, across from the Orleans Hotel and Casino, 702-367-8002.
We're back.
That was fucking awesome.
That is the first time I've heard it on our podcast. It's so cool.
I feel so important.
I feel all professional and shit.
I know, right? I know.
Like I should have
my big girl pants on.
Big girl pants. I put my big girl pants, shoes, bra, and undies on, and you girls know I don't wear no undies.
You don't wear undies.
No, I was like, wait a minute, undies? What?
Just so you know that you're listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasAllNetRadio.com. We are all over the internet.
We are social media whores.
That's right.
Find us on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and we are streaming live on Ustream right now.
Right. Shout out to Ambrose G. That's right, baby. You are the master cunnilingus.
Ooh, nice.
What was that all about?
Ambrose G. He's a fan.
Oh.
He's a fan of ours.
Hello,
he's
my
a good looking man, too, by the way.
Is he really? Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Yeah. Fans on Facebook, baby.
Oh, ye fucking.
We are up to like 132, 136, 130 something.
Wow. Well over 130 fans on Facebook.
Hello, yeah. Ambrose. My goodness.
Calypso awesome. Likes you.
That's all. Honey, anything like that has cunnilingus and master in it, I'm all over that, like white on rice.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yes, it has been master. Chocolate week for me, hasn't
chocolate
it?
Week. You know, well, that's right. We went to the 702 Empire had a show last night. at Shooters where
they were phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Were
they
good? Yes. And it was awesome.
The room was packed with gorgeous men.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous rappers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
were there,
God.
Were there white not guys? Just chocolate. There was Hispanics and white guys. And,
right?
Oh, my God. There was everybody. Yeah.
So we had vanilla, coffee, chocolate.
That's right. Mocha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. Dude, it was awesome.
We need to get some Thai spice thrown up in there. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Some yellow curry. No, we're not racist, you bitches. Get the fuck over it.
We can't be. We're like so mixed in.
Right? When we talk about you, we talk about us, fucker.
That's right. So some of the things had a little black in them.
Some of us had a big black in them.
So one of the things that I ran across this week is I do the social media stuff for us. So whenever you see Sin City Bounty Twitter, that's me.
In between the sex.
99.9% of the time. Occasionally I'll throw one out there, but usually it's Alexia.
And a lot of times I'll go through the tweets that I have of all the people that I follow because they're really cool, and I'll retweet things.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across one of my Twitter friends is Kirby Chat, at Kirby Chat, because that's what you call them on Twitter, at Kirby Chat. And she has a website called KirbyChat.com. And her name is Miss Genesis. She's pretty awesome. Her blog is brand new, but it's really good right now. She believes that there should be a positive light shown on the everyday woman.
Right.
You know, and that since the majority of American women are size 14 or over, we should be more in the mainstream media.
Of course.
Right. So this is what she's working to do. And she has a bunch of really good articles on her site. One is about some fashion designer who says that a plus size girl can't win a fashion show or anything because, you know, it would be a joke.
It's not that skinny, funny looking dude with the big black horn rim glasses, is it? Because you know what? So. I'm going to need you to take a look at a mirror.
Right. And she also had the article on there about ABC and Fox banning the Lane Bryant commercial.
Yeah. You know what? What the hell is that all about? How come if your fucking ass is a buck 05 soaking fucking wet, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, wearing whatever is in your closet.
Right.
But if you're a big girl, oh, no, 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 no. That is just not done.
Right? Yeah, seriously.
What is that?
How often you see a skinny chick walking down the street with a sports top on and a little pair of bike shorts and maybe some tennis shoes or some flip flops and guys are like, ooh, that's hot. Let a fat girl do that. And somebody will walk by and go, honey, your bra's showing. You need to put a shirt on. Right. Bitch, it's a sports top.
Right?
Right.
Because I think clearly all three of us have proven that big girls get just as much play, just as much action, and just as much attention.
And just as much douchebaggery.
That's right. As a skinny girl.
That's right. I think, I think that's true. We do get just as much. I think we get more.
That's.
I think we do too.
You know, I think I've been getting more.
But what caught my eye was one of the articles. One of the articles that she had posted was about there is sites out there, internet sites, that enable females or males to relish in their eating disorder as a positive aspect of their life.
See, you know what?
Rather than a sickness.
I don't want to say what's wrong with that article. I want to say what's wrong with this woman.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you that you would even put that out there and have that associated with you?
So, and she posted some quotes from their Thinspiration. Right?
Oh, here
things
we go.
Like,
let's hear this.
Things like, you will be fat if you eat today. Just put it off one more day.
I went to the actual website and found one that makes me, that really disturbs me, actually.
From her list? The KirbyChat.com list?
Yeah.
The other ones that I have is eating is conforming. To eat is to be conforming with the rest of the world.
Oh, this one's my favorite. If you eat, you'll look like those disgusting fat ghetto and trailer trash hookers on Jerry Springer.
Right?
Why people got to talk about my family like that? Really? Leave my Aunt Flo out of this shit.
I tried to get them to take the episode off, but I was too late.
No, this is the one that really disturbed me. You will be able to see your beautiful, beautiful bones. Bones are clean and pure. Fat is dirty and hangs on your bones like a parasite.
Right.
Fat is what protects your body from disease.
Now we're not saying that the owners of the website posted these. These might come from other people that come to that site to get the support that they need, being either anorexic or bulimic or whatever. So, you know, I'm not saying that these websites are the culprits, but they're
not helping either.
No. And anyway, I was searching through the site and I went to the 100 things that you have to know. And they have a lot of really good things, like drink a glass of water every hour. It'll make you feel full. Wear sticky lip gloss or chapstick because it makes you aware of what's going in your mouth, and you'll have to be careful about eating anything because you have to reapply it. So, it's, I mean, some good tips, you know. Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth if you feel hungry, you know, if you're dieting or something. Some really good tips. But then they have things like if you're being watched, try the opaque cup trick. This one is a classic. Pretend you're eating, spit the food in a cup while you pretend to be drinking, and then don't forget to get rid of what's in the cup.
Yeah. Or, wow. You know what? I love how this is readily accessible to all teenage girls.
Right.
So that when they do this and they wonder, oh, how can I kill myself today? Here's a step by step for you.
Here's another one. Number 44. Hit your stomach when it grumbles because that will make the sound go away and your stomach will hurt too much to eat.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is the 100 things that you need to know.
Wow.
Yeah. Wear nail polish to cover up the bluish tinge that starvation gives your fingernails so others won't suspect it as much.
Okay, you know what, Tool? The bluish tinge is your body starving for oxygen, you fucking idiot.
Right.
Let's cover that up with some fucking OPI real quick.
I mean, I know that it's an eating disorder, whether it's anorexia or bulimia, and you should get some help. You definitely need to get some help. Or just eat the donut.
Oh, here's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, okay, where's that one that she said, if you're feeling faint and dizzy, you're almost there. No, bitch, you're about to kill someone on the road. You're about to pass the fuck out and kill someone because you didn't eat for 4 days.
Right.
Eat a fucking donut. This is proof. Donuts save lives. Donuts save lives. Skinny bitch, pick up a fucking donut, a Dunkin' Donuts half dozen on your way fucking home, chow it down, enjoy it with a glass of milk, and get the fuck over your skinny ass little self. Donuts save lives.
Right.
Stupid skinny skunts.
And I, you know, and she, and then she posted some pictures with her blog, Miss Genesis.
Is she skinny?
They're absolutely disturbing.
No, Miss Genesis is beautiful like us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a beautifully voluptuous, large black woman, and she's beautiful.
I want Aaron can see these pictures. I've got it up on the computer. Right? I want Aaron's take on this because I happen to know what Aaron's type of girl is.
And are you Shut showing up, him the skinny pictures?
The pictures that she has on her
Not
website.
Only are these pictures of skinny girls, anorexic girls.
These are models.
They're models, and they're being dressed by a wardrobe person while this picture is being taken.
For a photo shoot. Yeah. What's your take on these chicks? Are they hot?
I feel I'd break them. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
Do it.
They're disgusting.
Wow.
They're awful.
No, you could go to KirbyChat.com.
You can count every rib through this chick's back.
See, I think that I would feel like Aaron. I would be afraid to touch him. I'd be scared I was going to break a rib or something.
It's like a skin-covered skeleton.
Right.
Because, you know,
her belly button has become an outie because it has nowhere else to go.
Right.
Well, that's because her intestines are pushing it out.
Please, please, if you have some kind of eating disorder,
seek medical help. It is an eating disorder is not, it's a mental health issue.
Right.
You need to seek medical attention. Right. You need to talk to your doctor. You need to talk to your freaking preacher. I don't care who you talk to.
And those of us who are healthy need to look for the signs if you know anybody. And do an intervention. They got to show. You can be on TV and do an intervention.
Well, you know, too, and those of you that hear this and that are listening, if you have nobody else to call to get help but us, 702-888-0072.
Right, or you can email us at sincitybounty@gmail.com.
Right, and we will find out any information you guys need.
Right.
If you even suspect that someone in your family has an eating disorder and you don't know anyone else to turn to, please contact us.
Right.
Right.
I was so sickened by this article, you know.
Now an eating disorder does go both ways. There is anorexia and bulimia, and then there's hyper eating,
right?
Which is when you cannot put the fucking fork down. And I know some of us suffer from that on occasion.
After like 3.5 hours of sex.
Right.
I am just going to fucking punch her in her eye. The next thing you're going to hear, the next thing you're going to hear is boosh. And it's me knocking her the fuck out. Okay.
It'll be awesome. But yeah, no, those of us, not all fat people are overeaters. I'm sorry, but not all of us are overeaters. I eat 3 solid meals a day. I don't eat like 67,000 calories. I probably eat inputting about 3,000 calories a day. I work my ass off in an extremely physical job, and I still weigh over 230.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have enormous tatas to go with that, but...
You know that... She's over 230, but her boobs are 150.
That's right.
You know that subculture that we were talking about was the feeder culture.
That's exactly what it is.
We were listening to a story last night with one of our friends who told us about this guy who would wake up his girlfriend at 3 o'clock in the morning and give her ice cream.
Like a huge bowl, like 15 scoops of ice cream in a bowl, and have her eat this because she could not be big enough for him. And I'm sorry, although, you know, kudos, love them fat girls, whatever. But dude, really?
Don't make a girl unhealthy.
There comes the point where you just got to go, motherfucker, if I put another goddamn thing ice cream in my mouth, I am going to die.
Now, I'm a big girl. I'm 300 pounds plus. Right?
Right.
And I eat. I don't discriminate.
Snickers?
Pizza? Oh, God. I'm such a lover
of pizza. She is such a fucking pizza whore, dude. I cannot take any more pizza.
Back in the days of the Den of Iniquity, actually, I think it's pre-you, even. We ate pizza every night because we were at our favorite bar every fucking night. Right.
Yes, it was pre-me.
We both broke out with pimples around our mouths from all the pizza fucking grease we ate.
Oh, my God. Yes, that was definitely pre-me.
But, you know, every time I go to the doctor, I'm healthy as a horse.
Yeah.
I have no diabetic problems, no back problems, I have no problems, no high blood pressure, anything like that.
Right.
The doctor always says, you need to lose some weight. But right. I'm healthy.
Right. Right. Why do I need to put myself through all of that stress if everything else, besides the fact that I can't run up two flights of stairs real quick, if everything else on my freaking tests come back okay, like no high blood pressure, no high cholesterol, no this, no that, no whatever, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hit the gym.
Well, you know
I'm happy with the way I am.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if an occasion arises where I need to run, rape, fire, that kind of thing, I'm pretty sure I'll figure a way to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, other than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
And the other thing is I made a joke. And the other thing I want to talk about was I made a joke last week about the rape condom. You remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
And I went and I found the article this week. And it's a doctor developed this condom
for
the World Cup because it's being held in Africa. And they have a very high rate of rape there.
Yes.
And,
what? Rape acts will buy you time to get away. He will realize that he is tagged and he knows he will be in double trouble should he kill you.
Because he's now got this condom stuck on his penis.
What does it do? I don't
know. Listen, this is what it says. It's made of a latex sheath with tiny sharp barbs worn as a tampon. If an attacker tries to force penetration, the device latches on. Oh, God, latches on.
And must be surgically removed.
Its design also makes sure that blood will not flow from the perpetrator, nor can it be accidentally turned inside out to injure the woman.
Holy shit, boss. My penis hurts.
You know what? If I'm hearing sharp barbs... latches on and surgically removed, as a rapist, I'm going to think twice. I don't know about you, but, you know.
Now, this was developed by Dr. Sonnet Ehlers, and she sold everything. She sold her car. She sold her house so she could give away.
Just so she could do this.
So she could make these, develop these, and she's giving them away free at the World Cup.
That's awesome.
And then after the World Cup is done, they're going to be available for $2 a piece.
Wow.
For sale.
Okay, I have a question, though. If you get it in like a tampon, how do you get it out?
Probably like a tampon.
So the outside is not going to jack you up at all. It's the inside.
No, it says very clearly that it cannot be turned inside out to hurt you.
Right.
Nor can it be accidentally turned inside out to injure the woman. So I'm pretty sure it's all smooth on the outside. But
okay.
Now there's a
couple. It says clearly.
There is a worry. There is a worry that some women will, you know, use the device to seek revenge on unfaithful partners.
Which would be fucking hilarious.
I like the little quote here. My advice: don't put what belongs to you where it does not belong, and you will never run into the trouble.
Right.
Amen, sister. A fucking men.
So those are the two things that I found this week that I thought were pretty interesting.
Wow. You know what? There is some fucked up shit on the internet. You can find all sorts of crazy cracked out shit. Women ripping nuts off and fucking rape condoms with teeth and shit. I'm a little frightened.
It's snapping pussy.
Right.
All right.
That is crazy.
Since we have Aaron here in the studio, we're going to do another little commercial break. We actually have other commercials that we were going to run along with the Deja Vu ones, but they won't play.
Yeah. Ours won't?
Like we have a
our one will, but our PSA and our ad for KLAV won't.
I could play our promo. the one that we made for the other radio shows to play?
Sure. Play that one.
All right. So we'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Aaron from Deja Vu Adult Emporium.
We're going to promote ourselves and then Deja Vu. It's awesome.
Hey, ladies. This is Sierra
and Calypso
from the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City. When we've had all the douchebag we can handle, we head over to the Deja Vu Adult Emporium, where they have the hottest toys,
finest lubes,
and the sexiest lingerie.
And their incredibly knowledgeable staff can help with anything we need.
So when you've had enough of your douchebag,
get down to Deja Vu, located at 4335 West Tropicana Avenue, across from the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
Bring in or mention the Curvaceous Bounty 20% off coupon, and don't be shy.
Everyone there has had enough douchebag too.
Did you get our commercial written?
No, I'm the talent, and I'm the talent is under pressure. I can't do this right now.
The talent, Miss Diva just entered the room.
Well, all we gotta do is just tell them who we are, the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City.
What, and that they should listen from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Vegas All Net Radio?
Sunday nights? That's it.
You think they will? I bet you if I give them a boob shot.
I think they'll make call in.
Whatever.
Visit us at sincitybounty.com. The Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City.
That's fucking awesome.
Those are awesome.
Right?
I love hearing myself on the radio.
Dude, I know. I feel like such an adult. I can't believe it. I never thought I would get to this point in my life. That's fucking awesome. Great.
That's awesome. The computer keeps shutting itself off here.
It's probably hot. Okay. Feel that top corner.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
It's toasty. Okay, we're just going to close it down. Sorry.
Well, we got loops to check out.
That's true, right. That's right.
We have Aaron, Big Daddy from Deja Vu Adult Emporium.
Over on Tropicana. What's the address?
4335.
West Tropicana.
What they said.
Across New Orleans Hotel.
And you know what? If you're going to go there, what should you take?
The 20% off Curvaceous Bounty coupon. Either take it in, or if you're dingy and you forget it at home, mention it and they will honor it for you.
Mm-hmm. Pull it up on your iPhone, Joe.
That's right.
Say, look, I know these bitches.
That's right. Say, the girl sent me in. I have money. And they like that a lot. They like money.
Right.
They
do. Well, I like money. Come to me if you got money.
Who doesn't like money?
If you're pulling toys out of your ass for money, I want to see that too.
Yes.
No.
She wants to see him put them in, not pull them out.
No, that would be cool.
Oh, la 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 la, my virgin ears.
Her ass play.
Wowza.
Ass play's good.
How much of that 3.5 was ass play?
Actually, probably
0.5 at least.
No, that's 0.5 is half an hour. No, it wasn't that much.
And you went to Deja Vu to get the lube too, huh?
Yeah, and we have to go back. We're out.
Oh shit! She's gonna get the pump size.
I have
size
to go download
time.
My own coupon.
That is awesome.
So what did you bring us, Aaron?
What I have been smelling these, by the way, ladies, and some of these smell fantastic.
I can't wait to sniff them.
What I wanted to do is bring down some of the flavored lubes so we can do a little taste testing and sniffing.
Ooh.
And
look at this.
Lick them off. Pop and cherry.
I have never tried flavored lubes because I've always been afraid that they were going to be really gross.
Mm. I want to try this one first. This is the green apple fizz.
Oh, we're going to lick them off of you?
Yes.
Oh, God bless America.
Silent Mike will volunteer, too, if you guys want to lick them off of him.
I was just talking about licking you the other day, Aaron.
We're going to start with the sex tarts.
This is the sex tarts line. Oh. Nice.
Green apple fizz. Ooh, it's got a little tingle in the back of my
mouth.
Oh,
nice.
My goodness. Mm. Which one do I get?
That's not as bad.
What other kind is that? What's that pink one?
This is the watermelon splash.
Ooh, I want watermelon. I just got like a kid that's looking at the ice cream truck as it's riding by. I get a lick, Aaron.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Bring your coupon into the store and he might let you lick him too.
That's pretty sensual.
Oh my God. Oh, that's fabulous.
Is your back of your throat tingling too? Or is it not a fizz?
It's like a splash. It's got like a little burst of like tartness at the end. It's really good.
I've got the cherry pop.
Oh my goodness. Silent Mikey, look at this.
Oh, she's putting it on. Oh, I thought she was putting it on his nipple. Oh, she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap, there's nipple sucking going on in here.
I love internet radio.
Oh, does it pop? Oh,
that's really good.
Right? See, that I would not mind sucking off a man's cock at all, ever.
I wouldn't mind sucking that off my fingers.
Right?
You know? I'm sucking
that's pretty decent. What else did you bring us?
Let's see.
What's the tangy?
Oh, my God. These are really, really tasty.
Holy crap.
Wow. You guys really do have the best
sweet tarts. They're like the sweet tart candies, right?
Yes.
Ooh.
What's that like?
Tangy tangerine.
Oh, goodness.
Really?
We have we've just been given more areas to lick.
It's awesome. Pineapple zinger. Tangy lube for lovers.
Wow. Pineapple zinger. Zing him, honey.
Oh. You know what? You're going to have to give me some of that so I can put it on my neck because Silent Mike loves
pineapple.
You don't have anything pumpkin flavored over there, do you? Because he loves pumpkin.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen that look come over Aaron before.
Well, you weren't in the tent that night. Oh, good lordy lord.
Oh, God, yes.
Dude, I love internet radio.
Wow.
Where the fuck else besides satellite radio?
You know what? You're going to have to do this, honey. Grape, it just grosses me out. I do want to try that chocolate, however.
That pineapple is really good.
Apparently,
I didn't taste it.
No, we heard it.
Silent Mikey's over there like, yeah, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear me tell Aaron I wanted to try the chocolate? Apparently, that's my theme these days.
Yes.
He's got two chocolates, don't you? What's this one?
That one's
Rockin' Root Beer.
Yeah. Ooh.
Crap. All right, what's the next line
those
we're going
to
do?
Those are all fizzes, right?
Okay. So she wants to do the chocolate.
I do.
We're going to start. The next line we're going to do is the System Joe.
System Joe.
Awesome.
We've given away some of this before.
Right. Yeah, it was just the regular kind, though, right?
But we had like a grapey, peachy lips thing or something like that. This is the chocolate.
Do I get to pick where I lick it off at?
Hell, fucking yeah.
Oh, I love this.
Get his other
life.
Nipple.
Get his other nipple. Okay.
You know what? We should probably. Do you want your nipple in Ustream? No?
That's fine. No.
Oh, shit. He's like, you know what? Let me go all.
All right.
No, remember the last time?
Like yeah, the last show got yanked.
Yeah, remember the last time we had anything mildly sexual on our Ustream? They yanked it.
Oh. Did she bite? Did she bite your nipple a little bit?
No, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Which like, is why I did. Oh, see, there's all these other flavors she can try.
How was the chocolate?
Fucking fabulous. Kind of like the other chocolate.
Wow. What's this one? Oh, this is the watermelon one?
Oh, try the watermelon.
I'm going to try the watermelon. I'm just trying it off my finger. I can't bend over anymore. No, you dirty bastards. I've been working all week.
Right. She says the same thing for why she can't sit down.
It tastes like that little rectangular hard candy.
Really?
Oh, the one that we can't say.
Yes, because they're not paying us to say their name.
Flavor. That's right.
Oh my God, that's good. Watermelon.
Pick a flavor, baby.
I don't care. I'm a mixed race, so I'll try anything.
Mixed equals easy, apparently.
Pretty much.
Sweet mother of Mary. I'm going to lick this one off you.
Sweet, is that grape?
Sweet pomegranate.
Oh, no.
This is banana lick. Oh, my God.
Just putting it on is fun.
You know what?
More nipple licking.
I am so turned on right now.
We really need to block the window that looks into the
street. I know that.
We do.
Yes.
Where's
I know
the
that.
Sign? Where's our sign?
It's gone. No, no, no.
Ambrose wants to know what my favorite flavor is. So far, it's the chocolate, baby.
Oh, of course.
Who wants to try the cherry?
I tried cherry last. Who likes cherry?
Tropical.
I'll do the cherry again. Cherry's a good flavor.
Strawberry?
Ooh, strawberry.
Alexis is like, I'll try the cherry because I haven't had one in a while.
Ooh, tropical passion.
What is that one? Cherry?
This one's the cherry.
Okay. You know what? I'll let Silent Mike try it. Oh, on his ear.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Here
we go.
He's
going to walk out of here with a boner.
What
I'm going to have to say.
He had one walking in.
Of course he did.
What
he has one all the time.
Seriously, he's sitting back there with one now. Come on.
He has a boner constantly.
Didn't you hear that thunk on the table a minute ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I'm
really
gonna have
good.
To say Tropical Passion, woo! Not my favorite.
So this is System Joe.
You know, the cherry tastes like cherry. However, it tastes like cherry medication to me.
does it.
So I think I'm going to not do that one.
This watermelon one is good, though.
I want to try the root beer, too.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the next line. So that was System Joe. We went through the sex tarts.
Oh, my goodness. Barthos wants a Calypso's cherry. Well, honey, if you can find it, you can have it.
That's been missing for a long time. MIA.
That's right.
Time travel hasn't been invented yet. And when it has, I already called first dibs on that shit.
And she's earned every bit of it.
All right.
Ooh, that watermelon's really good.
Half-naked Aaron.
Yeah, it is.
This is awesome. We have a half-naked man sitting
there. That's right. To advertise for his store. How much better does it get?
That's right. Yeah.
How much better does it get?
If he had the Deja Vu tattoo right above his breast like Gabe has on his arm.
Oh,
right?
That's awesome.
Are you
going to be posing?
You...
He's flexing.
That's funny.
Look at that.
That is great.
Oh, there goes somebody by the window.
Oh, whoopsie.
Well, at least they missed out on us nipple licking.
Right, exactly.
Our sister station shows right now is broadcasting a Polynesian Christian group.
Right.
And they're constantly walking past us because you have to get past us to get to the bathroom.
Right. And so we usually have this big display board that we put up in the window.
Yeah.
But it's gone.
I believe it's locked in Miracle Moore's office.
We may want to get a key.
Yeah. Or our own damn sign.
Right.
So how much do these usually run at the store?
The little 1 ounce, we have them up. We have two sizes. This is $4.95 for the 1 ounce.
Wow,
system
that's a
dough.
Really good price.
That is.
Because that, I mean, lube lasts you a while. Yeah. Well, I don't know. These are flavored,
Barthos.
This one lasts for a long time.
Yeah, these are flavored. Mm-hmm. They might not last that long.
Right? Not with
go
the way
the
they
taste.
Go for
the big bottle, ladies. Go for the big bottle.
Is that the root beer?
This is the root beer, and this is the third line. This line is personally my favorite.
Is this a Deja Vu personal line?
No, it's not.
No, it's Fizz.
It's from, it's one of our companies that we get. Come down, we'll tell you all about it.
Okay. And this Fizz. Is root beer, and the name on the bottle is Fizz, right? F-I-Z-Z?
Isn't there a soda called Fizz? I thought there was.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I used to drink Fanta when I was a kid.
Cola line.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In honor of the Polynesians in their store?
Well, I figure they can't say anything too bad about us if I say Jesus Christ. That was phenomenal. I wonder how chocolate and root beer go together.
Mm.
Licking lemon lime?
That's right. You can mix and match, ladies.
Well,
have a whole banana split thing, tropical salad.
Oh, God.
Thing going
you ladies
on, right?
Need to try this. This is fabulous. Okay.
Calypso, do you want to lick this off of me?
Please. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Are you?
There it is. Dirty old man.
He ain't fucking around.
This is root beer?
Root beer.
Rockin' root beer.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap, that's a sticky lube.
Oh, my
How
God.
How good is that, right? Right?
All you can hear in the, studio.
Right? Yeah.
We're sucking on fingers, nipples,
We need to find out from Mr. New and Potential if he likes root beer.
Poppin' cherry cola.
Pop if you're listening, cola. Mr. Potential.
What are the flavors in there?
What is this? Screaming orange?
This is awesome. Nice. I haven't been licked in over 6 months.
Here, try that one.
I'm going to have a little orgasm right here. Oh, sweet mother of God.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God, that is freaking sexy as hell.
Oh, my God. Did you just come?
My nipples are hard.
And this is why
I love doing radio,
right?
That is fucking awesome. And you know, without Deja Vu, we could not be sitting
That's
here having a blast.
Absolutely correct.
This is just, you know what?
A huge
this is the best
out.
Job ever.
It yes. is.
What other job do you get to sit around, talk shit with your best girlfriends, with half-naked dudes sitting around, licking lube off of you?
Right.
Right?
Really?
Yesterday we went to a
and
bar and grill.
It.
To
right.
listen to some musicians, and we went to a reggae club. Fucking awesome.
Seriously? I know.
We do business in a bar.
We do business in bars. How cool is that?
It is pretty cool.
We're thinking about doing business at swingers clubs.
Right?
Me?
Right?
Ambrose awesome. Says it sounds very erotic in here. If you only knew.
Right. My non-panties are dripping.
So, Ambrose, if you're listening, honey, you need to download this coupon. so that you can go down and try some of these. And maybe your girlfriend, wife, significant other, whatever, will have the same reaction we just did.
Right?
So that way you can simulate the show in your own bedroom.
So,
God, I'm still
tingling. Barthos wants to know why he hasn't been invited to the show yet. Oh, and Ambrose is single. Wow. Would you like to not be?
Ambrose is going to come to the Plush Nightclub. Are you local, Ambrose?
Really? I don't know. Hold on. He's answering.
There's like a 1 minute lag. He's watching us on Ustream.
Okay. Right. Well, that would be... Oh, honey, if you're going to the nightclub, you look me up.
We'll be there for everybody.
That's right.
You'll get to meet us all. Masks so off,
he
I
is
believe.
Going? All right.
Oh, Aaron. He is local.
Oh, he's local.
Nice.
How old are you, Ambrose? Why am I talking to you? Why can't you just pick up a phone and call in?
702-888-0072. And if that way was I too can... fast, it's 702.
Oh, stop it. Aaron, what you got?
I just want to got to give the shout out to Tim the man.
Right.
Manager, man.
That's right.
Megan, Gabe, awesome Tim.
We're missing Gabe, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you're naked butt in here.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry, naked upper portion of you.
Right.
You're naked torso.
But you and Gabe feel free to come in here and beat my ass anytime.
That's right.
I'll let him know.
All right.
We just got a couple special going on right now. All our Evolve toys are 25% off. And if you buy any of the Evolve toys over $29.95, you get a free DVD with that.
Nice. Ooh. Excellent.
Can they use our 20% coupon on that as well?
You can't double up.
Damn it.
Got the trying costumes, to hook our people's 50% up. Off. any of our already discounted shoes? Shoes, ladies, 40% off.
Those are come fuck me shoes.
Right.
I got shoes I want to buy down there. I'm going.
Oh, see?
Going.
And yet, as long as they're already discounted, they got it.
They got to give you 40% off?
Then we'll give you 40.
That's amazing. How can you pass that up 40% off on Come Fuck Me shoes?
Right.
If all you bitches are not down in this store, I'm finding out who you are and I will come and beat you.
I know.
Oh, he's got his hand on my leg.
No, it's all the videos that we're giving away are the...
He brought videos with him.
In a little purse that looks like a corset.
Third degree and zero tolerance branded... Ooh, for Deja Vu is nice. The videos we're giving away.
Wow.
Nice. Let's put them up on the video.
That's awesome.
Put them up on the video.
How cool.
Well, see, look at this, people. The Deja Vu brand. So he's got to say Deja Vu right?
Right,
there.
Right.
I'm not showing you the back because we might get in trouble for that.
Right.
Because they don't have little red stars here.
They don't the have to. That's right, they don't.
No, they don't have to because it's their own damn line. But, wow.
Right? Did you see some of the stuff on the back of there?
Holy shit.
I am so excited.
That's awesome.
All right.
So we have 2 minutes left.
That's right.
Ladies and gentle bucks. What do you want to do to me later? Aaron, what'd you bring me? What's that?
Toys.
Toys?
No. He brought toys? Yay.
That's because he's the man.
He is the shit, honey.
Well, we want to make sure that we thank Aaron and Tim for coming in and doing all this and showing us all the stuff and letting us lick them off their bodies. Veneer, Silent Mike, of course, and all of you fans out there, Ambrose G.
Oh.
We don't know what we're going to happen next
that's
week.
That's awesome.
We don't know what's going to go on next week.
We never know what the hell's going
to
happen.
Right? But we'll do something special.
That's right. Visit our website at sincitybounty.com and don't forget to come and see us Monday, July 12th at Plush. It's going to be a blast.
Off the hook.
That's
Aaron,
right.
You got 50 seconds. Last word for you.
Deja Vu rules.
That's right. And you know what? It does.
It does.
My favorite thing about that place, it's female friendly. So if you're a single woman and you just need some toys.
Absolutely.
They are so helpful. They got a little, usually a guy or a girl back there at the little table.
Yep.
To show you all the new
yep.
stuff that
I
they got.
I love the little skinny gay black guy. He is hilarious to go shopping with.
Right?
Oh my God. Oh my God, girl, you will never guess what this is going to do to you.
And she's thinking, how do you know what it's going
to
do to me?
I know that Silent Mike and I have enriched our fabulous sex life.
Enriched my ass. They have to buy a fucking bookcase just to fill all this shit.
Yeah.
Enriched. That's what you call it?
It's awesome.
Right? That is awesome.
Oh, God, I love this show.
I know.
I love doing this show.
SinCityBounty.com. If you can't find us there, well, fucking Google that shit.
That's right. We are everywhere. SinCityBounty.com is all you need
to
do.
That's right.
I'm Ollie Barrett with the Weekend Review.